Much Ado Over a Chicken Sandwich, next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principles and Policy. And along with me today is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst, and very good friend, Chuck Lewis.
Looking forward to hammering out some of the issues that Christians may be confused about out there, about what they're hearing from the news media. So we have to be the counterbalance, since the media seems incapable of giving a balanced treatment to a story in which they have clearly taken sides.
Oh, well, absolutely, Charles. It's no doubt whatsoever that if there's a wrong side of an issue to be on, the major news media is going to find that side and go right to it.
Well, absolutely. We could probably sit here and name them off one at a time, but let's just do them one program at a time, and that'll save us prep time.
Exactly. Well, what we're going to be talking about today is a continuation of what we started talking about on yesterday's program, and that is the saga over a chicken sandwich. Well, more precisely, Charles, it's the saga over the president of the company selling that chicken sandwich and whether or not his views are acceptable to the tolerance crowd. And obviously, since we're talking about this issue, the answer is no, they're not tolerable to the tolerance crowd. And the executive in question is a gentleman by the name of Dan Cathy, who is the CEO of a company called Chick-fil-A. Now, Chick-fil-A is a, well, I guess you'd call them a fast food restaurant, Charles. They are the originators of the chicken sandwich. Been around since 1946 when they opened in Georgia. S. Truett Cathy, who was the founder of the company and Dan Cathy's father, started this family business, and they built it on biblical principles. And therein lies the rub with the left, the homosexual agenda, and the mainstream media.
Well, absolutely. Of course, that's the problem. Barry, the presuppositions are that anything that has anything to do with a belief and a reverence for and an honoring of Jesus Christ must be stamped out. And that's exactly what we're dealing with here. This is a worldview war. And for those of you out there who don't think there is any such thing as a worldview war, well, cover your eyes, because if you want to continue to believe that there is no such thing, this is an open battle in that war right now. So if you want to continue to pretend there isn't any such thing, you better cover your eyes and ears, because you don't want to hear this. The rest of you who want to see what's being done in that battle and to learn how to win the battle, stay tuned with us, because you're going to find something out about that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, Charles, the whole Fuhrer, and we talked a little bit about this yesterday, but there's more specifics today. Basically, Dan Cathy was doing an interview with the Baptist Press after he'd done a radio interview, and he was asked a question of whether or not the company had come under some scrutiny, I guess, or some criticism for saying that they were founded on biblical principles and for the company's foundation actually giving some of their money to conservative traditional family causes, including groups like the Family Research Council and others. Well, when the Baptist Press asked him the question, he basically said, "We're, well, guilty as charged for backing the biblical definition of a family." Okay, I have no problem with that comment, Chuck. That's great. I mean, they're a family business. They're involved in family issues. I can name off a long list of major companies who give lots and lots of money to groups like old Planned Parenthood or to the homosexual rights groups like the Human Rights Campaign, who are working as hard as they can to undermine the family and destroy the family unit. But yet these companies are lauded in the media. And I'm talking like companies like Microsoft, companies like Progressive Insurance, who's based there in Ohio. But the point is that when a little small company like Chick-fil-A basically says, we believe that a family is defined as God defines it in the Bible. And when Cathy was pressed on this in the radio attack, he says, I think we're inviting God's judgment on our nation when we shake our fist at him and say, we know better than you as to what constitutes a marriage. I think that right there was probably what got the rabble up in arms about Chick-fil-A, is that he's not only saying that we support a biblical definition of family, he's bringing God into the picture, and so therefore them's fighting words.
And therein lies the rub, Barry, because that kind of attitude would find allies inside even the most conservative of churches. People that actually have dropped the idea that God imposes both positive and negative sanctions in history for obedience and disobedience to his word. We have adopted a kind of a very strange common grace kind of thing, not saying there isn't any such thing as common grace, but the idea that God no longer punishes evil and rewards the good through obedience. The fact that the other side is so vehemently opposed to the obedience to God's law should be a clue that the church is taking the wrong tack. Those of the church who believe that particular thing, that God no longer induces punishment or supplies reward for nations that obey him, that someone should really kind of take a second look and say, okay, why is the other side, if we're conceding this point, why is the other side still fighting?
Well, that's a good question, Chuck, because honestly, it's not about just winning this little skirmish. It's about total surrender in the culture war.
Exactly. But the whole point is, Barry, that wars are made up of battles.
Yes, they are.
How rare is a war which is declared, one battle is fought, and it's over? I'm sure we could come up with one in history.
Well, I believe that every battle that a victor comes out of would like to believe that that's all it was going to take to end the war.
Oh, absolutely. If you'll take into account the war between the states, everybody thought it would be over after Manassas.
Yes.
Everybody was sure that this was going to be the last battle of the war, and it was the first battle of the war, and of course, it was nowhere close to the last battle of the war.
Including fact, a second Manassas later on.
That's right. It wasn't even the last battle at Manassas. So, yeah, that's a silly notion, and what we have to realize is that, unfortunately, we've been involved in these battles for years, but the evangelical church really has been sort of a non-combatant. Where was everybody in 1973 when abortion popped up? Well, the only people who were willing to fight the battle in 1973, really, were the Catholic Church.
It was the Catholic Church. And I've talked to a number of my Catholic friends over the years in relation to pro-life issues, and almost to a person, they said, yeah, well, we started it, but we are sure glad that the Protestants finally woke up and joined us on the battlefield.
Exactly. This is a co-belligerency issue, and we need to get our Catholic brothers, I'm sure they already are, they understand this issue quite as well as we do, and I'm sure they'll be involved in this as well.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll be co-belligerents in this issue. The problem is, Barry, there will be a whole lot of evangelicals who won't be involved.
Well, and you know, Charles, that's a shame because, number one, it wasn't the Cathy family who reached out there and tried to go out to create an issue, okay? The company has stood on, and from 1946 onward, and folks, if you're doing the math, that's 66 years this company's been around. They have actually been very forthright about the fact that they've based all of their company's operations on biblical principles, including not being open on Sunday, which, Charles, by the way, many in the restaurant industry will tell you is one of their better profit days of the week. But they've decided to forego the profits, and I saw one time a number, and it was in the tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars per year that Chick-fil-A is foregoing by shutting the doors on Sundays. But they have decided that, number one, they want to honor God, and number two, that they believe that their employees also deserve a day of rest, and so therefore they self-consciously, and it's even if they're inside a shopping center mall that's open on Sundays, Chick-fil-A on a Sunday will be closed.
There is one in a shopping mall near me. I have been up there on a Sunday, and their little booth, well, their big booth, actually, is dark.
Is dark on Sunday because they're making a self-conscious decision to forego profit for principle. Now, what happens now is when somebody stands on principle that's based on the Bible or upon the Word of God, you have many who are antagonistic and rebellious to that Word who want to make it political. And that's what's happening right now as the left is seeking to make this political. Now, the big problem is in the evangelical world, Chuck, and I think, honestly, if this hurts somebody's ears, maybe that's because they needed to be hurt, that what happens oftentimes is the left politicizes something around a Christian organization, knowing full well that politicizing it will keep many evangelicals away from it. They will run to hide instead of confronting the culture.
Exactly. Evangelicals will instantly retreat when it becomes a political issue.
Yeah, some will. Now again, we're not painting, I don't want to paint too broad a brush here, and I know you're not doing that either, Charles. But the point is, there's a state.
For putting it in that language, that's not what I meant. You know,
sure.
There are a certain number of evangelicals, not all, by any stretch of the imagination, and perhaps not a majority, but there are a number who will retreat, and that's what I meant to say.
And you know what, Chuck? It's interesting because even in Christianity, we're not just denominationally segmented. We're segmented by the depths of our beliefs, because there are some who are going to be actively engaged in supporting a Christian organization, a Christian business. There are going to be some who will, oh, well, you know what, I'll go out and do that because I think it's a nice thing to do and I want to show my support, that they're not really heavily committed to it. There are some who are going to sit on the sidelines and say, it's not my fight, and I don't want to get involved because it's too contentious. But, Chuck, there are some in the evangelical community who are going to side with the opposition. I can guarantee you there will be some who will be call themselves evangelical leaders who will come out and say that Chick-fil-A and Dan Cathy are wrong for promoting biblical principles in the secular marketplace.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, we already know that's going to happen because we've seen the articles.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're cheating on our take on this because we've already seen the articles. But there are other people on the political right. It's interesting that this has created a somewhat mixed reaction on the political right. Now, I don't know that much about some of these individuals, but I would guess that if they are not gay, they are gay friendly, and they are largely gay friendly because they understand the presuppositions, and that is they have some other form of non-Christian behavior or non-biblical behavior in their own sex lives, and they want to not alienate members of the homosexual community. They want allies when it comes time, if their thing comes forward as something that needs to be quote-unquote liberated. Now, we're not going to see that too much from the evangelical, but we will see it from the right side of the political aisle.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's going to be interesting to see how all these things play out and to see who ends up on one side of the aisle and who ends up on another side of the aisle. Remember that there are a lot of people out there who have conservative cred who are taking advantage of the rather nebulous definition of the word conservative. And you and I have talked about that whole issue of what conservatism is. This is why you and I go by we're biblical constitutionalists. Not conservatives.
Right, exactly.
Because of that, I think it's R.L. Dabney quote about what conservatism is, and essentially conservatism is the thing that steps in to conserve the gains that the liberals have made and make sure that they don't come any further.
Right.
Rather than
they basically follow along about three or four steps behind, making sure that they don't go forward too fast, but making sure that nothing that was brought forward is lost.
Exactly. And all you have to do is listen to some rather popular, quote-unquote, conservative pundits to hear that. They're all about preserving Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security and all these advances, quote-unquote, that have been made. But let's not go any further. They're tugging on the coattails of the liberals who are leading the charge and saying, no, 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 no further, no further, no further. And all they're doing is basically slowing the progress. They're not stopping it, and they're not going, I don't want to say back, because that assumes that what these people are doing is progress, and it's not. Progressivism is a misnomer. It's regression, Barry.
Yes, it is. And thank you for pointing that out. Progressivism is probably one of the worst faints made on the English language that has come along in a long time, because they're not being progressive, they're being regressive.
Exactly.
They talk about how they want conservatives are trying to take everybody back to the Stone Ages. What age are they trying to take us to?
Yeah, exactly. All this stuff has been tried in the past, and it has never worked in any society, and yet here we are back at the gate again.
Well, Chuck, speaking of being back at the gate, I think we're probably getting pretty close to the end of the program.
We are out of
time. And folks, just want to remind you, tomorrow on August the 1st, is Support Chick-fil-A Day. If you have a Chick-fil-A near you, and if you feel so inclined, I would hope you would, that you go and visit Chick-fil-A for lunch and for dinner, and maybe for a late-night snack, or maybe even a midday snack, and go and support a company that's standing for the biblical definition of marriage, standing on biblical principles, and operating their company with a consistent biblical worldview in this area. It's the least we can do to support those who are standing up for what we all say we believe in.
Join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.